Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, July 18, 2023. US futures are pointing to a very slightly higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened mostly lower, following mixed but mostly weaker Asian levels. US dollar is down with Japanese yen strengthening. Treasury yields are lower across tenors. WTI crude oil futures are marginally lower. Gold is higher, while industrial metals are lower. Today's macro focus is on the hawkish comments from the European Central Bank official Knot, who has signaled that the core inflation may have plateaued. There are some positive UK inflation developments as well ahead of the official print on Wednesday, with data showing food prices have gone lower for the fourth month, and prices by food and drinks manufacturers have decreased for the first time in more than 3 years. In APAC, there's nothing new from the Reserve Bank of Australia minutes, which show a debate among members whether to hike or hold in July before an agreement to hold, given the rapid and considerable tightening to date and the risk of the economy slowing more than expected. The minutes reiterate that further tightening may be required and reinforce that an August meeting is live, with a lot riding on the upcoming employment and CPI prints. For China, sell-side analysts have lowered its GDP growth forecasts following the underwhelming Q2 GDP and June activity results. Takeaways note the downside risks from deterioration in consumer confidence, structural weakness from high youth unemployment, and mounting deflation pressures. A new round of planned curbs on U.S. investment in China is also reportedly in the making, with focus on AI, chips, and quantum computing that only affect new investments. This fits with Yellen's comments earlier stressing a narrow focus of the restrictions. Yellen has downplayed the hope of removing the Trump-era tariffs, saying that the underlying U.S. concerns have not been addressed. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the June retail sales, June capacity utilization, and June industrial production, and the July housing market index, as well as the weekly Redbook chain store and weekly API crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Bank of America, Bank of New York Mellon, Synchrony Financial, Charles Schwab, PNC Financial Services Group, Morgan Stanley, Prologis, and Lockheed Martin, which are posting results before the open. Omnicom Group and J.B. Hunt Transport Services will report after the close. In corporate news, Microsoft is looking to extend the deadline for its acquisition contract with Activision Blizzard, as it wants to be certain that Activision doesn't back out of the deal or fall prey to interest from a different buyer, according to Reuters. In Asia, equities were trading mixed on Tuesday. Japan markets closed higher in a choppy session. Australia finished firmly in the red. Hong Kong had sharp losses amid weakness among property developers, and mainland China markets were also down. South Korea and Taiwan went under pressure too. Southeast Asia was also lower, but India's Sensex hit a new record high. European equity markets have opened mostly lower following a mixed to lower session in Asia. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Tuesday, July 18, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.